Hi, so this is my initial individual oral reflection. Although we've only planned out the details of Project Week so far, such as the booking of the hotels, flights, and trips, activities and services, it has already provided me with a great learning opportunity, predominantly through helping me in learning outcomes 1, 3, 5, and 6, which are awareness, initiative, collaboration, and engagement with issues of global significance. So we're going to Chiang Mai for 6 days, but before even planning out the specific details of the trip, everyone had to be aware of what they wanted out of Project Week. So we really had to each reflect on what our passions were. For example, if we wanted to engage predominantly in areas of creativity, action, or service. So I got lucky in the fact that my group wanted to do all of them, which is also what I wanted to do, because I don't think I do creativity and service to the maximum potential that I can in school. So one of the outcomes of Project Week, thus, is to get a better understanding of who we are and what we like to do, is what I have learned from the planning aspect of Project Week. So initially, I let the wants of my group members overtake what I envisioned Project Week was. But over time, I think I became more assertive of what I wanted, which I find was one of my areas for improvement before. So over the weeks of planning, I let my ideas be heard more over the collective decisions the group was supposed to be making. And I think that it was beneficial for me and to an extent for the group members, since we now have a concrete plan which everyone is satisfied with. Now I feel more comfortable in expressing my ideas verbally, which is really just something I always struggled with. The next learning outcome is initiative. So, although everyone had different ideas for the service component of Project Week, I voiced my idea of wanting to work with animals, specifically elephants, because there's a very great deal of using elephants in Thailand to earn people's livelihoods. For example, through elephant rides. We decided to go with Elephant Nature Park, who work with elephants whose former lives have been full of pain and abuse caused by humans. But I think this is a demonstration of how I became more assertive in the Project Week planning aspect, and thus showing my improvement in what I wanted to achieve through Project Week. So we did face some difficulties along the way. For instance, they cancelled on us once they saw the extensive childcare policy. This was quite a difficult time for us because we felt that we were getting closer to the deadlines, and this was 2 days of this 2 days of our Project Week that could not be cancelled. However, to overcome this, one of our group members, Ruchika, spoke to them on Skype, and she convinced them to fill it out, and I really am very grateful to her for that. So whilst I formally did not book this activity, she did. I did book our creativity component, which is the cooking class. In regards to how I did that, I think it was fairly simple. Their contact details were online and all that. It was fairly straightforward. I really just had to email them and they replied fairly quickly, which I'm very thankful for again. The only challenge, I wouldn't classify it as a challenge, minor inconvenience was having to inform them of the change in our hotel's location after having already booked it to overcome, after having already booked the cooking class, because we thought that they would cancel on us and we really could not have that challenge. So I learned that to overcome this, we just needed effective online communication, and it was really good for us to overcome this because they replied very quickly, and I remember thanking them for this. So the next learning outcome is collaboration. So Project Week is almost the epitome of collaboration. In CAS, each of us had to always collaborate with each other while deciding over activities or hotels, over every decision that we wanted to do, because it impacted all of our group members, and we needed to make sure that everyone liked what we were doing in Project Week. And I think something that made this so easy was simply having each other in all of our classes, because it made it easy for us to discuss things or worries verbally. Another thing is that we also message each other extensively in our Facebook group chat. This way, we had no confusions between the plans of Project Week and what was going on at all points of the preparation. Like, everyone could just scroll up to see what they had missed before. We did face some challenges, however. So one of our group members had parents that were not okay with some of the activities we wanted to do, such as overnight camping. And because I really wanted to do this, I felt that it created a little animosity between the two of us. This was resolved very quickly, thankfully, because we delegated the job of finding a different activity to the person to make up for the lost hours of CAS. I think this was effective problem solving strategy. So finally, engaging with issues of global significance. The choice of our service to work with elephants reflects a global issue of animal abuse as a result of poverty in Thailand. I was interested in this because I had already been to an elephant protection park where they taught me about the brutal things that elephants face by humans on a daily basis. Like I said before, riding, like elephant rides, and just the way they have to be submissive to humans in order to get there. I just found that very hard to understand. And additionally, I take ESS, and in one of the units we learned about the endangerment of animals as a result of anthropogenic activity. So I felt that I needed to do my part wherever I can. So I really wanted to work with animals and elephants specifically, and I'm really glad that my group members also concurred with me on that. So this is my Project Week individual reflection, and we will be going to Project Week in around 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm very excited for that. In 3 weeks, yeah. Thank you.